Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am Dr. Pat. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. You know, this is for me a blessing, and it's an honor to be with all of you. Certainly didn't realize that 20 years later, almost 20 years later, we'd still be here with you. But, you know, sometimes when the universe has a plan for you, the best you could do is to follow the plan. If you don't follow the plan, then you have to really figure out how to get over your own resistance. And then what does that turn into? Oh, wait, my favorite word, challenges. Then how do you move beyond that? Oh, what do challenges look like? Maybe your health fails. Maybe something else happens. But here's the thing. Stay the course. Stay the course. You know in your heart what is there. You know, this morning we have a great show. Lauren Walker is joining me here today. We have three copies of her book, The Energy to Heal, Finding Lasting Freedom from Stress and Trauma Through Energy Medicine, Yoga. And this is so important because if you're like me, you've gone through your life and your body had not failed you, right? Strong. Okay. Maybe you had a little softball thing go on with your knee, but generally speaking, you're as healthy as an ox, right? You know, all of that. So healthy, you can party, do all those things that you did when you were like younger. But then one day, as in my case, literally on a day, like overnight, April 1st of 2004, on that day, the body starts to give you a different message. Now what? Well, now you have to make a decision. Am I going to understand this? Am I going to try to make sense of it? Why does every test on the planet not tell me anything? And then you find somebody that starts to talk about things in ways you've not heard before. Energy, you're holding trauma in your cells. Do you remember what you were doing? Do you actually believe what you were doing? Today, I want to introduce you, you know, and this is what I love about this. The energy to heal, finding lasting freedom, not just once in a blue moon freedom, lasting freedom from stress and trauma through energy medicine, yoga with Lauren Walker. And we have three copies of the book. But here's the thing. I don't think we've been at a time that I can remember. We've had some tough times in my lifetime, right? I mean, you know, smack yourself in the middle of the Vietnam War, crazy stuff going on, and that's a time. But we're in an interesting time globally now. Struggle, stress, traumatic experience, which, to be honest with you, we are not talking about. We are not talking about what people have gone through these past 3 years, except if you're like Lauren, because you're right on the edge of it. But what about this energy, this stagnant, toxic energy that we're bringing forward? What is it that you think you can or cannot do about that? You know, today, let me make sure that you know that Lauren is somebody that has been out there teaching, showing, demonstrating, working with, you know, is somebody that has been published in the New York Times. She has a message. She's been vocal about it. You know, won both the Nautilus Silver Award, Best Mind Body Public. I mean, I could go on. But here's the question. Why? Why? is she like just the energizer of bunny, or what is it that got her on a pathway that is unshakable, unstoppable, and unstuckable? Laura, Lauren, great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. As you were speaking, I was like, wow, who is she talking about? I can't wait to, oh, wait, she's talking about me. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, one of the things I learned was, especially with this instantaneous one day, I mean, it really did. April 1st of 2004, my body just wasn't the same. And then it wasn't the same for 10 years. It took me on a healing journey. I always think there's something underneath a passion and a purpose like the one that you have. I want to know from you, what were some of the challenges? What were some of the obstacles that, you know, you, Lauren Walker, had to overcome, move beyond, work your way through to bring you right here to this moment now?
Wow. Well, I'm not sure we have long enough to talk about all of that. But, you know, I had a lot of challenges in my life, and so do a lot of people. So I didn't think that that was anything different or unique. And I still don't. I still think we all have a lot of challenges in our lives and difficulties and traumatic events and traumatic experiences. And the question is, what are you going to do with those? And, you know, you said, is there a purpose and a higher calling? And oftentimes, yes. And we can make that transition and we see what's happening and we totally go in a new direction. But also, you know, not everybody is on that path of exploration of like, what does this mean? And, you know, I'm one of those people, I think you are too. Every little thing, what's the meaning behind it? What's the sign from the universe, you know? But a lot of people, they're just living life. And it's like, well, why all of a sudden now I have this disease? And where did that come from? And why? And how do I deal with it? And, you know, the trajectory of many people is to go right to your doctor, right to Western medicine paradigm and see what it is that you've got and see what it is that they can help you do. The beauty of working with your energy is that you can uncover that story if you're looking for it. And if you're not looking for it, you can just release the issues that are impinging you and holding you back. So you asked about me, how I got here. I had a lot of trauma. It just kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. And it took me a lot of years until I learned about field theory and understanding that if you have trauma, the chances are that you are going to draw more trauma to you. And so I was this little trauma magnet. And I was just one of those people. I'm sure you have a friend like that, or maybe you're that person. Like, why does these bad things keep happening? This person's a nice person. That doesn't make any sense. Because trauma draws more of it to you. And until I understood that, that was sort of the last piece of my healing mechanism. Okay, I know that I'm in a field of trauma. It explains why one thing after another, after operatic trauma. Like, I write about some of them in the book, but I won't share them here because I'll put you in trauma response, right? And you don't need that. So once I learned that there was a field of trauma that I was stuck in, that also taught me there is a field of not trauma. There is a place where there is not trauma, where those energetic disruptions are calm and smooth and organized and coherent and in tune, in harmony.
Harmony.
And so all my work was about getting out of the field of trauma into what I call the field of magic. And that's what I do. And that's what I help people do. And that's why I'm here.
And I love, you know, I was reading, I don't know where I picked it up, that you got on this path in 1997. I went on my first vision quest in 1997, the most unlikely event that could have happened in my life. I'm in the middle of school, and the boss that was flying me back and forth to school wanted me to go on this vision quest with the woman who became my mentor and just steal all of her ideas so that he could, yeah, right? I mean, come on. But there was something about 1997, and I keep seeing it coming up more and more. And I know that I read that was the year that you started teaching. And I can't help but think of the cycles of life when I think about that. I also can't help but think about how you've written the book to really bring the elements in and the elements that have meaning to help reinforce and support our transformation and transmutation. from your perspective, energy and energy medicine, people want to think it's new, but doesn't it go like way back?
It's like older way back than anything. The reason that we are here alive today is because energy medicine, it is the oldest medicine on the planet. It's how we evolved. And many of the techniques are so familiar, you know them in your cellular memory because your ancestors for thousands of years have used these techniques. And, you know, right in the book, I start with things like, you know, what is energy? What is energy medicine? And then what is energy medicine yoga? And, you know, these things that you do, if you have a stomach ache and you rub your belly, you're using energy medicine. You stub your toe, you massage your toe, you're using energy medicine. We use it all of the time. And part of the work that I'm doing and my teacher and mentor, Donna Eden, is doing is to name it and to qualify it and to codify it. And to it's really just creating the instruction manual for what already exists, but we don't know how to deploy it. We don't know how to work it. We don't know how, even years of studying yoga and practicing yoga, no one once explained to me in a satisfactory way what prana was. And that's everyone's prana, chi, you feel the prana, you feel the chi. I was like, okay, what do you mean? Wait, where am I feeling it? Wait, what is it doing? Is it doing something? Can I call it in? Is it just there all the time? How does it work? Does it help? Is it just a construct? Nothing was ever explained until I met Donna Eden. And then it was that's right. That's how it was when I met Donna Eden. It was like,
changed my life. Right?
So many lives. And explains to us what energy is. And all of a sudden, my understanding of yoga transformed. And I married those two together, energy medicine with yoga. And all of a sudden, there's this new thing that actually is a new thing. For the longest time, I thought, oh, it's just a little, you know, dressing on a, you know, new dressing on an old coat. But it's not. It's an actual paradigm of itself. And it's incredibly powerful because these tools are, as you said, ancient and powerful. And what I love more and more is that Western medicine, Western scientific theory is starting to catch up. They've only been at it, you know, for the scientific method, 150 years around, you know, so they're just starting to catch up to 5,000 years of Ayurveda, 5,000 years of Chinese medicine. And now Western medicine is saying this works and we're going to show you the mechanism why and explain this and that. So that's great if you're like, have that kind of mind that wants to know the science behind it. And I do, but I also have the mind of like, I kind of don't care because does it work? Does it heal? That's all I care about. And it does. So there's like kind of the both of those. It's exciting to be validated. And, you know, there's scientific studies. It's like sugar's not good for you. And we're like, really? You just spent $3 million on a study telling us that? We kind of know that. You know, this is cut down on the sugar. I could use that $3 million study money for a different study that would be more powerful. But it's starting to catch up. And that's a positive thing.
Well, here's what I love about this. You're right. The combination of both is harmonious. I love that. And, you know, my first meeting of Donna Eden was in the middle of when I was the sickest. Ended up at a Jean Houston, one of Jean's first leadership training events, and that I wasn't going to go to. And meeting Donna and Dr. Andrea Sarian, I had no realm at all of consciousness around this, but you said something, and I want to get back to it. Outside of any of that, one of the most, I believe, misunderstood words that is used more often than not, and I'm not talking about the word integrity, that's one of them, is yoga. And the minute, I mean, it doesn't matter what my knowledge base is, you're in a group of your friends, you mentioned yoga, and all they could see is you standing on your head climbing up a wall. Let's talk about how limited that definition might be.
It's incredibly limited. You know, I think for ease of our minds, we like to categorize things and like put them in a neat little box in a bow so that we can understand them. And I get that because we have concepts that we're struggling to understand all the time, and they're huge concepts and huge ideas in every level of our lives. And so, you know, another piece of it is marketing, right? The yoga marketers do a great job. I mean, yoga is practiced now by over 35 million people in the United States alone. That's huge. That's huge. But the understanding of what that these are ancient practices, where they began in India, why they started, how they began, and then how they came over to this country. You mentioned Vietnam, and that was a time when a lot of yoga was coming over to this country. A lot of teachers from India were coming over. And so it's had many, many iterations and many transformations. And unfortunately, a lot of the spiritual basis of it, the transformation of your soul and your personality and all of those things are powerful, and those are kind of lost. They're coming back in more. Yeah. Yoga in the West took on this very much sheen of an exercise program. Get fit, get a cute butt, get, you know, strong six packs, and wear all these cute clothes and be super flexible. That has some backlash to it, but I want to say one of the positive things about it. The physical exercises, the asana practices, are very powerful, very strong, and can transform the physical body, no question. And when yoga started to become more and more popular and got bigger and bigger, it is primarily practiced by women still to this day, even though more and more men are practicing, but it's primarily practiced by women. And to me, it felt like we had this avenue that was populated by strong, empowered women. Women that really were taking charge of their bodies, taking charge of their lives. Now, of course, everything is going to get skewed through commerce, right? And so more and more pictures of those super flexible poses and the super cute yoga clothes, those started to dominate. And then we started to do more and more in that realm. But the truth is, it is incredibly powerful and empowering practice for a lot of people and a lot of women that previously didn't have an area of their lives where they felt that they could thrive and really see transformation. And starting in the physical body is a great place to start. I started practicing yoga as a very, very strong physical practice. It took me a while before I started to include all of those other components. And I think they're starting to come in more and more as people have more stress and more trauma and are looking for ways to heal that and mitigate that. And the beauty of energy medicine yoga is, okay, stay on your mat. Let's stay doing some of these practices, but let's weave in these powerful energy techniques with them. And you're going to see what you really are capable of. Now you're going quantum. Now you're going superhero style. Now you're really going. So maybe you got to do the splits and that felt really good. Imagine what it's going to feel when you heal your soul.
I love this. You know, it's so funny. The universe is like the coolest thing, right? I'm coming off a 3-week, let's just call it illness, for practice of people that are out there. I don't ever use the word illness, and it wasn't COVID. And so it's fascinating. It was what we now know, people are assigning a label to it. It's a new strain of the flu that the flu shot, I mean, whatever it is. However, it was fascinating to have your book at my house. Because one of the things that I had to be reminded of as I watch my oxygen level, I play a sport that requires you to be able to breathe really fast, really quickly, right? I play a very fast sport. And my oxygen was at 88. When your oxygen is right, look at your face, right? You're like, oh, oopsie. And I was reading your book and I'm like, oh my gosh. Breathing, counterintuitive, right? Here you are not getting enough oxygen, right? And so I started to go through this, you know, everything from your prep work to prepare the common breathing. And then I remembered how powerful what you just described is and how easy it is and how little we actually would take the time to do it. What the heck is up with that, Lauren?
You know, breathing is a funny one because you can control it and do lots of really cool things with it. And you also never have to pay attention to it in your whole life, and you're still going to breathe every day. And so depending on where you are in your journey of whether it's health recovery or spiritual path, you know, you might spend more or less time working on the breath. What I love about it is that it is one of the bridges between the unconscious mind and the conscious mind. And so it helps us to bring sort of out of the darkness into the light some of these things, these issues that have been troubling us. And yeah. It also, it can transform your life. I mean, I know we're talking about my book today, but the book Breath by James Nestor is incredible.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is so powerful for understanding this very simple, you know, technique. It's not even a technique, this very simple way we keep ourselves alive, which is breathing, but to know how much you can affect in your life with breathing. And just to calm yourself down if you're in stress, to increase your lung capacity like you've been working on, and to be able to repattern, because our breathing follows patterns. And when you have a lot of stress and you have a lot of traumatic experiences in your life, your breath will reflect that. Your breath patterns will reflect that. If you breathe really shallowly, if you breathe through your mouth, that's one of the biggest causes of stress in your day, is simply breathing through your mouth. If you are a chronic mouth breather, forget anything else and address that first, because you are bringing a lot of stress into your body breathing through the mouth.
Oh my God, I love this. So here's what I want to do. Benny, Jacob, maybe you can do this over on Facebook, because we're live streaming over there on our TV channel. Okay, so 1-800-930-2819. I'll do it slow. I just got a text message. They wanted me to go slower. 1-800-930-2819. Let's go ahead and give a copy of the book. We got three copies, Benny. So however you want to do that, Jacob. I want to talk about this idea of a practice that has been with us since when we were running away from dinosaurs. I don't even think we were on the planet at the same time dinosaurs, but that's not my point. But this practice, these practices that were so much part of the evolution of us, the strengthening of our body, the growth and the evolution of our brains, our minds, our consciousness, and why today, more than any other time that I can think about in my life, right now where we're sitting today, this day, like the 16th, right here, the flower moon, everything else going on, why this is the, my words, not yours, Lauren, the easiest solution that you will find to bring you some peace. Now, before we go, we're going to talk about what water does, what fire does, what earth does, what they do, like all of that. I love talking about that. How do we find out about you?
Okay, wow. There's just like five big things that I want to unpack them all. I'm going to start. That's the easiest one to unpack. Me, everything about me, you can find at energymedicineyoga.net, emyoga.net. I'm so grateful that you're giving away three copies of the book.
Yep.
And for those of you that don't get a free copy, go buy a copy. And I'm going to tell you why in a second, because I'm going to get to your next question about why this is the easiest thing we can do. But once you get a copy, whether you get a free giveaway today or you go and grab a copy, go to Amazon and leave us a review. And then go to my website, emyoga.net, energymedicineyoga.net. And if you leave us a review, you can enter to win a free course that's launching in June, the first week of June, that is unpacking the book. 7-week live classes with me every week, Q&A. We're going to go really deep. And here's what it is. Here's why I'm going to answer your easy question now. So the whole premise of this book is, you have an issue that you want to deal with, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, whatever your stress or trauma is right now, you've got your issue. Let's just do one at a time. We all have lots of issues. You're going to take one issue. You're going to feed it into this book. In other words, into this 7-week program that I've created, and then out is going to come your solution, your ability to let go, heal, come into calm and peace, harmony.
Mm.
So the ease of it is that we can talk till the cows come home about our traumas. I could tell you every trauma I've had. I could tell you why I've had some of the later traumas due to some of the earlier traumas and what so-and-so happened here. And then that makes me like this. I can tell you everything. I can tell you all my psychotherapy issues. But you cannot heal your trauma. You cannot heal your stress if you don't move your body. This is coming from some of the top trauma specialists in the country now. They're saying, move. And not just they, I'm going to quote him, Bessel van der Kolk, number one trauma teacher in the country. He says, does he say forget everything I wrote? He probably doesn't say that. Put it aside. And he said, do yoga, move your body. Okay, so you've got to move your body because energy needs to move and everything is energy. Your trauma is energy. Your stress is energy. It is energy. I know you think it's this event that happened and maybe even this physical thing. I broke my leg. What do you mean that's just energy? You're going to understand that that underlying is energy is all there is. And so if you can work with the energy, which is the easiest because it's the most diffuse, it's the tiniest, it's the most malleable and movable of all the structures in the universe is energy. If you can learn that language, which I'm going to teach you, and you can learn the movements to do to specific energies to release them, which I'm going to teach you, then you're going to have an easy time getting this transformation that you're looking for, which is whatever you're looking for. Your transformation is going to look different from mine. Are you looking for peace and joy? Are you looking for energy to start your next project? Do you just want to heal so that you can get through your days not in pain? Everyone's going to have a different choice of what they're going for. And that's all you're going to do. Feed it in, do the system, outcome. Feed it in, do the system, outcome. So you have it for life because life's going to keep on keeping on. You're going to keep feeding it in, do the system, get your outcome.
Now, on your website, there is an intro. I just want to be clear. I just got a text message and then we'll go to a short break. There are other classes and meditations if you go to the website. But here's what I want to say. There is an introductory, right? There's an introductory energy medicine yoga class. Is that correct? Because I found it on your site, right? So they could go and sign up.
Yes. And the class that we're offering right now, I mean, we've got tons of classes. If you go look in our store, yeah. We've got all kinds of things. But the course that's launching June 7th is the companion course to the book. It's called The Energy to Heal. That's the one that you can register to win a free entry to. It starts June 7th. And there's all kinds of other classes if you want to take a total beginner and basic. We've got all those classes too. But what we're really encouraging, and in this course, The Energy to Heal, you do not have to do a one-arm flying side crow. You don't have to do a handstand or splits, none of that. We are doing the kind of yoga, energy medicine yoga, that is geared towards healing and transformation. Mm. We will move the body. The body needs to move. You need to stretch it. You need to move it in particular shapes. I'm going to walk you through everything. But this is not a hot vinyasa flow. This is not the crazy yoga that you see on, you know, your Instagram feed. This is accessible for all bodies, all abilities, everywhere, anyone, you.
I love it. When we come back, earth, wind, and fire. When we come back, we're going to talk about the elements, five of them that's in Lauren's book, but each of them very specifically, right, has its own unique power. But together, it references the harmony that Lauren talked about before. When we come back, she's going to walk us through what these each mean so that you know what to call in. And why is it that every time I'm playing table tennis and somebody comes in the court and they don't shut the little cardboard, I say to them, shut the cardboard, you're letting my chi out. And they'll turn around and they'll shut it and they don't even know what I'm talking about. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Lauren. We'll be right back.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way, every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit WildMinistriesLLC.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Okay, for those of you out there, the energy to heal. I know that Jacob is putting images up. Lauren Walker is joining me here today. Finding lasting freedom from stress and trauma through energy medicine yoga. And Laura, before we go to the phones, because we do have a caller, I want to get to Judith and get her a question. Again, please give out your website. And thank you, Kat. And our friends at Llewellyn, thank you, Kat, everybody at Llewellyn and Linda for setting this up. But please give out your website and then we're going to go to the phones.
Okay. You can find all of my work and all of these new initiatives that we're doing at energymedicineyoga.net, emyoga.net. And you can join our new course. You can put in a review at Amazon to be registered to win that course for free. It's a $300 value, $297. Mm-hmm. And find out about all our courses. We have teacher trainings. It's endless. We really are sourcing this work to help as many people as we can. So emyoga.net.
I love it. And by the way, it's a course that we are referring to, just so you know, it is you'll be able to go to the courses page and it's the Energy to Heal. And you'll see that it is really quite robust. Benny, let's go to the phones if we could.
Sure, we'll take Judith calling in from Chicago. Hi, Judith.
Hi, Judith.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Lauren. I think I caught the same bug that you did, Dr. Pat, in New York when I was took off my mask for the first time in 3 years.
Right, exactly.
But I'm healing. I'm excited, so excited that I happened to come upon your live broadcast. I listen to Dr. Pat all the time, but I'm very excited about this topic. And I wondered, I'm an energy healer myself, and I wondered how the yoga techniques, the energy yoga, would pertain to chronic diseases, and also I wanted to know if it addresses past life traumas that we came in with.
Mm-hmm. Great question.
Yeah, really, really beautiful question. And so really, chronic illnesses, diseases, and traumas, whether past life or present, we're going to work with them all in the same way. So they are energies in the body that are stuck. And if you've got a chronic illness, then what has happened is the patterns of energy that support whatever organ or situation or complex is what it's called in the body is out of order, have become fixed. So when you have pain in the body, that's energy that is stuck. And so what our work is doing is balancing energy. And one of those ways of balancing is helping it to move again. It moves in specific patterns, and we want to create those and encourage the energy to move along their most beneficial pathways and patterns in the body. So when you have an illness, you've got energy that's stuck, and the work is to get that energy moving again. Why is it stuck? Where is it stuck? How is it stuck? How do we get it moving again? So that's what we do. We're not addressing this disease with this technique and that disease with that technique. We are addressing the overall energy systems of the body, and there are 9 of them. So we're addressing all of those 9 energy systems in relation to what it is, the issue that is out of balance. And Dr. Pat mentioned water, wood, fire, earth, metal. Everything in your body falls into 1 of 5 categories. So we find that category and we start to work with that element to help your energy start to move again. The body is what heals you. The body, the built-in wisdom of your body, is what heals you. We're creating the right circumstances for your body to take over and heal. So if you have a chronic pain or chronic illness or chronic disease in the body, those patterns have really become fixed in place. And that would then have us look at a very particular system in the body called triple warmer that is in the fire element, because that energy system is responsible for your habits and your fields of habit. So if you listened earlier on, I was talking about being in a field of trauma. That was a habit. I had a habit of trauma. That habit drew more habits of trauma to me. Those are energetic patterns, energetic habits. The same way I have a habit of brushing my teeth every day, I had a habit of drawing this trauma to me. So you can shift those patterns, but you've got to work with those energy systems in order to do that, because they hold very strongly. You think about it, you drive the same way to work every day. And if you drive a different way, something, and you're like, oh, this is weird. Why am I going this other way? You know, so you've got to break those habits, break those patterns, so that you can bring yourself back into harmony and coherence, and the body can heal. Traumas from past lives. You know, my experience with that is limited in terms of, it's really hard to know if a trauma is from a past life or a present life. A lot of our traumas happen pre-verbal, pre-cognizant, when we're very little, maybe even at birth. And so is your trauma related to that? Or is it, you know, now I totally believe in past lives and reincarnation, but I don't have enough experience to understand where or how that trauma is coming in from there. What I do know is, if you've got trauma in your life, in your body, and in your energy systems, doing these techniques, doing this program, issue in, spin it through the wheel, result out, will work with whatever trauma is, whatever life it's come from.
Yeah. I mean, let's just talk about, so Judith, you see that this is a lot of layers. And by the way, Wendy Rose Williams has so many great books on past life regression and so many stories that her books, she's just incredible. She has both an audio version, but she goes through and she touches upon some of the questions around past lives and what could, would, or should have happened in that life, in this life, to really heal. So you're right. There are a lot of people that, from their area of expertise around, especially past life regression, you know, they are able to pinpoint at some very deep things. But I love the way, Lauren, you described that. Judith, did you give Benny your information so he can get you a copy of the book?
Oh, no, I will, though. I absolutely love a copy of the book.
Okay.
But I will. No, it's absolutely fascinating. I'm out of my body, excited to find this, especially right now in my life. And I can't wait to dig into Lauren's work further.
All right. So stay on the line and don't hang up. And Benny will connect with you. Okay, Judith?
Okay. Thank you so much. Love you, Dr. Pat. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you. I mean, thank you, Lauren, for that. And again, you've touched on a number of different things, but I'm really struck by, as I was thinking about this and thinking about my last interview with Wendy, I am so fascinated by many things, but my introduction to the elements and an understanding of what they do, the power they bring, the energy that they bring forth and or release. And I was really fascinated to find how you describe them. Let's talk. Can we go through and talk about them? Especially, I was a little bit stunned about water. But then when I thought about it, I thought, wow, why did I have to move from New Jersey to Seattle? And how did my life change after that? Can you talk about these for a minute? Because they're also related to the chakra system. So you've really integrated so much in this book.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we have 9 energy systems in the body. And one of them is from ancient Chinese medicine, and that is the 5 element theory. And so of all the systems, that is the largest and the one that's hardest to find in the body. So all of the other, you mentioned the chakras, we can find those very specifically in the body and in the fields. But the 5 elements is kind of like a lens through which you see the world. And so in the very start of the book, there's a quiz that you can take to discover what your primary element is and your secondary element. So it is kind of a taxonomy. It's a way of looking at the universe and organizing it. So everything in the universe, every system, every planet, every star, every animal, every creature, every plant, every event, every season, your emotions, your experiences, everything falls into one of 5 areas. So while it's enormous and fits everything, it also simplifies, and everything is one of 5 things. And the reason that it's so powerful is because it also governs areas of the body and mind and spirit. So you can really unpack where there is perhaps an issue in the physical body and know where you might have emotional or energetic work to do. One of the other things that really draws me to 5 element theory is it does take into consideration our emotional experiences. And for years on the yoga mat, it was like your emotions were superfluous and kind of irrelevant. And yet we are emotional beings. Everything we experience triggers us to have some emotional response to it. So 5 element theory allows you to have that response and learning how to work with it. So we've got these 5 kind of umbrella emotions: fear, anger, anxiety, worry, and grief. These 5 emotions that when they're out of balance or when they keep going for too long can start to create issues in the body. Emotions are bringing you information. That's all it is. They're bringing you information, and they come and they go. This idea of like you can be happy all the time, it's not even something to aspire to, let alone is it something that you could ever achieve. Nothing lasts. Everything is moving. Everything is constantly moving and transforming. That's the nature of life. That's the nature of energy. And so we've got these 5 kind of umbrella emotions that we learn from. I'm afraid of that. Okay, I'm not going to go there again. Or that thing makes me angry. I'm not going to interact with that person again. But there's a deeper way to work with this information beyond just saying, I don't like that, I'm not going to go to that anymore. And you learn to transform that. So from fear, you transform into courage. From anger, you transform into assertive action. From anxiety, you transform into inspiration and joy. From worry, you transform into self-love. And grief, transforming into faith and the ability to let go. And when you start to be able to work with your emotions and release them, release the energetic imprints of them, that is a huge part of healing, because unprocessed emotions is the number one cause of stress in the body. And stress is the number one cause of disease in the body. Unprocessed emotion is the number one cause of disease in the body. This has also been proven by Western science over and over again. They didn't like it at first, but they had to admit, like, these emotional experiences are causing stress in the body. And so these practices gives you a way, a safe space to work with your emotions. Again, either consciously, I want to know what I'm mad about and why and what can I do. You can work on that level or the other level. I'm just full of anger and I don't want to be full of anger anymore. Okay, then you're going to do this practice. And you don't have to know what you're so angry about, but you might find out that you're primary a wood element like me. And so that your first response to everything in the world is anger. Just that's your gut response. So once you know that, then it gives you some more tools to be able to work with things instead of just like, why am I mad that I'm mad all the time? That doesn't help you.
It doesn't help you. And then at the same time, what I love is, and I think you talk about this, is you talk about this idea of responding, reacting. And, you know, it's really fascinating what happens when this is my language now. What's fascinating, what happens when you learn how to hit the pause button, like when you learn that there is such a thing, you know, it is a nanosecond. And it's fascinating because I see it. I see it more in the sport that I play than ever before. And I see the impact of it. So whenever I work with people on this topic, I use this sport as an example. You know, because when you're playing a sport where a ball is coming at you so fast and in between, it's not like tennis, like where they, oh, you serve the ball, then they hit the ball, then they got to walk back and then they're sitting there and then they throw the ball. No, the score is counted. You're ready to serve again. And the guy next to you, your partner, is still complaining and worrying about the mistake he made on the last ball.
Yeah.
See, this is a cyclical thing that we get into, but what you're doing in the book is you're explaining to us how we benefit from these sometimes small, sometimes bigger, but you're also giving us the tools in this book, aren't you, Lauren?
Yeah, absolutely. That the tools to break out of that cyclical thinking, the same thing over and over and over and over again, how to break out from that. And, you know, in any experience, you have a little bit of each of the elements and you need to gather that wisdom from each of the elements so that you can let something go finally. And that really is what the mechanism is for this course, is to learn, how do you do that? How do you take an issue and really resolve it? Really resolve it, because maybe you'll say to yourself, oh, I'm over that, right? And then if I ask you a question or two, you'd still see like, I'm over it, except God, I still don't really understand why that person still does that all the time. Like, okay, then you're not over it. You're not over it if you're still kind of chewing on it, right? You know, you might feel like you healed something. I had an injury in my calf and last year, and I was like, it's 100% complete. And then I go do a pose and it's like, huh, I still feel that. Okay, it's not 100% yet. It is not complete and resolved and released until it is gone, until it is done, until the spark or the trigger that sends you over the edge doesn't do that anymore. And that's when you know that your trauma is released or that your stress is released, because you don't get stressed out by that thing anymore. Now it could be something new, then you gotta run that through the machine too and figure it out. But that's the beauty of having this process, is life keeps coming at you, but you have this tool then to be able to run any event, any experience through so that you can fully release it. It's like you put it in at the top, you spin the wheel and it comes out at the bottom, and then you're done with it and you can release it and be free. And that's what we want. We want to be free in our lives so that we can really experience everything that we're meant to experience here and not be dragging along our kind of bag of grievances with us everywhere we go.
Yeah. I mean, What I think is so important is, I want to get back to something we started out and maybe even continue to talk about during the break. And that is that we're talking about something that has been used for thousands of years, maybe not in the uniqueness that you're bringing it forward, but independently, right? Yoga, energy, medicine, independently. When you put them both together, right? Now what you have is the energetic masterpiece of frequency of movement that we can see, with the frequency of energy that we cannot see, but if we're really tuned in, we can feel, right? I mean, this is like the 1-2 punch of healing.
Or maybe let's use a better metaphor than a punch.
I don't know. I grew up with a bunch of, my uncles had boxing stuff. Yeah, there is a better metaphor.
It's the 1-2. It's the like, it's the snuggle.
It's the 1-2 step.
It's the snuggle puppy. It's the snuggle puppy of healing. It's the joyful part of it. And, you know, that is a piece that I think is important to comment on as well, is that this is not painful and drudgery and like, oh, I've got to drag myself to therapy today, or I've got to drag myself, you know, it is not that. It is a beautiful experiential practice where you feel free and you feel good while you're transforming. And so I think that's an important piece, that it is joyful. Being free is so, I say this, and I have a trailer out for the book right now. Healing is so much better than dying. It feels so good to heal. It really does. We don't need to hold on to these things that just bring us down anymore. And not only don't we have to, but it's time. It's just time to set ourselves free. We have other things to do on this planet than just keep spinning in our own misery. And I did that for years, and it's not fun. It is not a fun place to be. Healing is so much better than that.
Yeah. I know that we only have a few minutes left, but the other thing I just want to comment on for people is that, you know, what works for me wouldn't work for Linda, for example. So, for example, I love to sweat. If you ever saw me on a Saturday, the sweat is dripping down. I have a portable sauna. Right. I mean, honestly, what makes my day, even in 100-degree temperature out there, it's just sweating. Now, you talk to Linda and she's like, no way, that is not it. So we have to understand energetically as well. Right. What is our body asking for? Right. And this, your book gives us a guide, but also you doing many more things to help people with this. The book is a landing place, but you have an entire body of work that's teaching people about the energy to heal and teaching people about energy medicine yoga. So I want to thank you for that, because it is new and it's renewed. Lauren, how do we find out about all of this? And then I would love to know your personal message. Thank you for joining me here today.
Thank you. So you can find me at energymedicineyoga.net, emyoga.net. And that piece about we all need something different is really, it is intrinsic to the book as well, because everybody heals in a different way. So there's these practices, and you're going to sort of find which ones work for you. But doing that quiz to find out what your element is also going to help to guide you, because we tend to get well and get sick through our primary element. I'm a wood element, I mentioned. That's muscles and tendons and ligaments. And if I have anything that's going wrong with me, that's where it's going to go wrong first. It's going to manifest in my muscles or tendons or my ligaments. Whereas I might have the same situation occur if I was a water element, I might break a leg. But as a wood element, I'm going to, you know, stretch an MCL or something like that. And so it's important to know your element, how that guides you through. And I guess if I had an overriding message, that this work is easy and powerful and accessible. And now is the time. We need to do this work now. We need to get out of our collective stress and our collective trauma. Hurt people hurt people. So if you're hurting, you might be hurting someone else. And if someone hurt you, it's because they're hurting. We all have to step up and heal so that we can stop the madness that we're seeing all around us. And it's easier than you thought possible to do. So please just take the first step.
Yeah. There's no question about it. And thank you. Remind people, if you don't mind, really quickly, the courses that you're offering.
So at emyoga.net, you can see how to jump into our new course called The Energy to Heal, which begins the first week of June. It's all on the website, energymedicineyoga.net. And if that course isn't for you, we have lots of other courses and classes. Everything's on the website. We're on all the social media accounts. Ping us, send us an email if you have more questions. Please stay in touch. I love to hear from you.